Keeping the private sector engaged and participating in the fight against cyber threats was a big concern at the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs hearing Tuesday morning. The focus was on strengthening private-public partnerships to reduce cyber threats to the nation's critical infrastructure. The National Institute for Standards and Technology has solicited input from companies since they began writing the cyber framework. Chief Cybersecurity Advisor Donna Dodson says many have been skeptical of the voluntary partnership between government and industry. Dr. Phyllis Schneck, Deputy Undersecretary for Cybersecurity at the National Protection Programs Directorate in the Department of Homeland Security, says they're learning as they go.
How do we continually, in a phased approach, maintain the private sector's involvement as we do the adoption? We will learn. We're putting all of our resources out to the private sector. We are not asking them to report to us if they've used it or not. We want to look at our outreach. We want to study our metrics, stay involved with the large companies that are, and this is very key to me, asking their suppliers to be more secure so that when you connect to a smaller company, you don't endanger the larger company.
Sure.
And requiring it of their customers. Same with the state and local. And a lot of basic cyber hygiene and guidelines that are mentioned in this framework could have prevented a lot of the attacks that we've seen thus far.
Dr. Schneck came to DHS from the private sector 6 months ago. She witnessed the building of phase one of the cyber framework from the industry perspective.
The success of this, as I saw in the first phase as the private sector, comes from the fact that the private sector is very bought in. They know that they designed this thing with us, with NIST, and they have a lot of trust in that. So we want to maintain their input as we build how we rate the success.
Mm-hmm. Every company has a different level of awareness in terms of cybersecurity. Small businesses may pose the biggest threat.
Small to medium business, that's a huge risk. I testified on that in another capacity some years ago. These are companies that have no idea in many cases that they have something to protect, and yet they're connecting to everybody else, making the rest of us not secure with very small budgets.
She emphasized the importance of building a culture of cybersecurity.
Many in the field say that there are two kinds of companies and entities right now, those who know they're compromised and those who don't. So the issue is how we raise cybersecurity to a business discussion. I think that the framework and the voluntary program will get it to the boardroom because it becomes part of the risk. We don't force people to lock their doors, and yet they do. So this is part of a culture of security that has been talked about for 12 years.
Senator Ron Johnson said fear of legal entanglements may be hindering participation. He pushed for broader liability protection, saying the less likely a company is to be sued, the more likely they are to share information.
Right now, it seems to me that we are erring on the side of limited liability protection or no liability protection. As a result, we're not getting the information that everybody believes is absolutely crucial if we're going to protect, provide cybersecurity.
Schneck says companies want to know that reporting to the government is not going to hurt them in some way. She says the more comfortable the private sector is with the relationship, the more information will come in. She says the administration's current plan for targeted liability would be helpful.
And I think that the targeted liability protection that the administration is looking at right now would help us because it would protect companies in the instances defined to share information, and they wouldn't get hurt by that and wouldn't be held liable, nor would their shareholders if, for example, in my case, when I did this, a sector could be exposed for having potential liabilities. But it wouldn't be so broad that it threatens even the optics or the perception of threatening our privacy and civil liberties, because we are fighting to protect, again, our way of life. So it's a balance.
She also offered a word of caution.
You need the experts from the science side, the legal side, the administration to find that balance, because we don't want to err on the side of not honoring the privacy and civil liberties that we're all here to fight to keep.
And speaking of experts, finding the people to do the work hasn't been easy. Lengthy, complex hiring processes and salaries that are lower than those in the private sector make it challenging to maintain a quality cyber workforce. Schneck believes the mission is worth giving up a higher salary for some people like herself.
What we need is more people like the ones we have, some more technical resources like we have in our U.S. CERT, because more and more we have those teams that fly off and help people respond to attacks. We need to have more of that. And there's many different, there's a spectrum of skill sets. We need the cybersecurity experts. We also need folks that are skilled in analytics. We need policy people. And that combination of talent and people that work with us, with our science and technology directorate for R&D, need to look at a holistic view of what we can do with our partnerships, what we can do across cybersecurity, across DHS, and have a mindset of where we can go next. This is how we get faster from our adversary. And I've had the opportunity, as I mentioned, with Secretary Johnson to meet some people that I believe fit that bill. And I believe our mission can meet what their other salary offers can meet in a different way.
Senator John McCain says the problem is coordination between agencies, and suggested big changes may be in order.
Well, it's my conclusion after looking at where different personnel assigned to cybersecurity responsibilities are spread throughout the federal government. We have Cybersecurity Command and DOD, we have you, we have and other agencies of government, all who have a cybersecurity responsibility. And frankly, I don't see the coordination between those different agencies of government that I think would increase dramatically our effectiveness. And if we engage in legislation, which we've tried to do without success, I would argue that that has to be part of any legislation that we enact. If you view this threat with the gravity that many of us do now, then it may require a reorganization such as we carried out after 9/11, which is the reason why this committee and the Department of Homeland Security is in being. I hope that you will contemplate that kind of option as we examine all options, because as one thing we do agree on, this problem is going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Elsewhere in cybersecurity on the Hill Tuesday, Representative Henry Waxman and Senator Edward Markey introduced the Grid Reliability and Infrastructure Defense Act in the House and Senate. It would provide the Federal Regulatory Commission with the authority to address threats and vulnerabilities on the electrical grid. On Capitol Hill, I'm Lauren Larson, 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com.